from the Two Buffalo Studios in Sarasota, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous and Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we welcome Mr. Gabby Taylor from Island Lake, Manitoba. Singer, songwriter, and producer, he has just released his latest country album, Got the Best of Me. Gabby will be stopping by here in just a bit to tell us all about it. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. And I got it all happening in 60 seconds.
Support for today's program comes from...
The Coming of the Blessin' was created and written by Native women in partnership with the March of Dimes. This pamphlet draws from Native customs and traditions to help you have a healthy pregnancy. It is one of the best things you can do for your baby, as it draws from Native customs and traditions to help you have a healthy pregnancy. To request a free copy and learn more about this and other resources, visit them at marchofdimes.org/blessin'.
Clean water, literacy, women's issues, eradicating polio, promoting peace and sustainable community development. Rotary takes action locally and globally. Join the people of action today. Visit Rotary.org to find a club near you.
Become a member of the Indigenous in Music and Arts community. We have a variety of membership levels. Visit us at IndigenousinMusicandArts.org and click on the link to become a member. Your support helps Indigenous in Music and Arts and its programs. Thank you for supporting us and our entrepreneurs.
All right, let's get the show started with something from Gabby Taylor and his new album, Got the Best of Me. Here is The Last Thing I Need.
Stories worries me. walks the battlefield with the Bear Clan. Salvation Army boots to take a stand. Up Pritchard Avenue to the promised land, the main line. She's come farther than the northern lights. She's shining just as strong and bright. Giant headlights jumping off the page. Oh, she's come of age. She's not afraid of being alone. She's not afraid to take her throne. No longer only flesh and bones. Oh, she's come of age.
Come dance with the Thunderbirds. Come dance with the Thunderbirds.
She's representing for the whole wide world. Joan of Arc, she speaks their words. Breaking barriers for all the girls. It's her time.
Come dance with the Thunderbirds, yeah. Come dance with the Thunderbirds, yeah. Come dance with the Thunderbirds, yeah. Everybody, everybody, come and dance, 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 dance.
She's come far. Lights jumping off the page. Oh, she's come of age. She's not afraid of being alone. She's not afraid to take her throne. No longer only flesh and bones. Oh, she's come of age.
Dance with the Thunderbirds, yeah. Oh, dance with the Thunderbirds.
That's music from Eagle and Hawk, off their Liberty album, She's Come of Age. I'm Larry Kay. You're listening to Indigenous in Music. Here's the Cody Blackbird Band, Make It Last.
We must make it through to make it. destruction, make up the past. We must make it through to make it last. Yeah, yeah, we can make it last. 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 We can make it last.
When you left me, baby, I almost lost my mind. But any time you come around, I tell you I'm fine. I still believe in this love that we share.
I still believe.
No matter how you treat me, baby, I'll always be there. I still believe. I still believe. Said I should let things be. Girl, I want you so bad, I can't let you leave. I still believe in the love that we share.
Oh yeah, Freight Train. I still believe. Hey, do you like Indigenous art? I want to invite you over to our homepage at indigenousandmusicandarts.org. Come visit our virtual art gallery, currently featuring Christopher Sweet, Ho-Chunk, John Feather Nakoda, and our good friend Stephen Standing Cloud from Red Lake, Minnesota. And that's over at indigenousandmusicandarts.org. Our brand new virtual art gallery. Come check it out. All right, here we go. Crystal Shawanda, I'm Not Your Baby. I'm Larry Kay. You're listening to Indigenous in Music.
We should have been loving, and now I'm leaving this crib. Keep all the toys, I don't need little boys, and don't want under your limb. Think I would crawl, break down and fall. Man, you're out of your mind. I don't need no daddy, I can find my way out just fine. I'm not your baby. You don't rock me no more. Oh, give me my bottle and away to the door. You won't hear me crying, but you'll be walking that floor. 'Cause I'm not your baby, you don't rock me no more. Don't act like you're bombing, you saw the shit coming, you're finally getting away. Don't hold your sad story and say that you're sorry, I've run out of reasons to stay. You could believe it, so now I'm a-leaving, and don't try to turn it around. Check yourself, I've had enough, and you can drag me down. I'm not your baby. You don't rock me no more. Oh, give me my bottle and away to the door. You won't hear me crying, but you'll be walking that floor.
Walking, walking that floor.
'Cause I'm
love me. You don't love me.
yeah. That was Electric Religious and Revolution. Before that, Cafe Taba. I'm Larry Kay. You're listening to Indigenous in Music. Hope you're enjoying today's show. Coming up in just a little bit, Gabby Taylor. He's stopping by. All right, here we go. Music now from Chances. This one's called Fire to Go. I'm Larry Kay. This is Indigenous in Music.
Thank you.
We're going to take a short break, and when we return, Gabby Taylor will be stopping by in our spotlight.
Support for today's program comes from Join the People of Action Today. More than 23,000 Rotary members from 170 countries are expected to attend the service organization's 111th Annual International Convention in Honolulu, Hawaii, June 6th through June 11th, 2020. Register by December 15th to save. Visit Rotary.org for details.
The Coming of the Blessing was created and written by Native women in partnership with the March of Dimes. Together, we can support Native moms and their families before, during, and after pregnancy. To connect with other moms, access helpful resources, and request a free copy of the Coming of the Blessing pamphlet, visit them at marchofdimes.org/blessing. Help give your baby the best possible start.
The support for Indigenous in Music and Arts comes from listeners just like you. Your donation will support our new online virtual gallery. Visit and discover all the new artists that are featured quarterly. Visit us on the web at indigenousinmusicandarts.org. And please click to donate.
Welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, our guest comes to us from Island Lake, Manitoba, singer, songwriter, and producer. He has just released his latest country album, Got the Best of Me. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Mr. Gabby Taylor. Hi, Gabby. How you doing?
Good. Good.
Good, good. How's Manitoba treating you tonight?
A little chilly, but very good. I need the snow.
Is it actually snowing?
No, actually, it's a beautiful day today, and we just had some snow for the past couple of weeks, and getting cold. Our lakes are getting frozen over.
Yes, yes. Well, hey, I love your music. Good stuff. I've been playing a little bit of it. Been playing your old stuff, too, as well.
I appreciate it.
Yes, and since it's your first visit, why don't we start by telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself, and then we'll jump into the album. So go ahead, Gabby.
From northern Manitoba. It's a remote community. It's only accessible by air. I don't know. I love singer songwriting. My hobbies are woodworking, sports, snowmobiling, fishing, hunting, all kinds of leisure stuff.
Sure. Now, when did you start singing? Early age?
Geez, I can't remember. Yeah, kind of an early age, maybe early teens, maybe somewhere around there.
Sure, sure. Now, I was reading you used to play the fiddle a long time ago. You still do that?
Well, no, actually, no. I had some injuries on my hands during the times that I was working from a lot of hands-on work. So
sure.
I don't play the fiddle anymore.
Okay. Now, I was reading, too, also, you had some success with your first album, Where I Feel Alive. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, the Where I Feel Alive album was back in somewhere 2007, 2008 when I released it. But that album took me about 2 years to make.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, I had my first number one, I believe it was a song called the You're the One.
Okay.
That hit the top spot for number one for the top 40 of the here in Canada, I guess.
Sure.
For the Indigenous charts, and then Cool Me Down came up Cool Me Down was released, and then following that, it also went to number one. Not only that, it actually received a Single of the Year award for that song.
Right on.
And then later on that following year, it was nominated for... I received a nomination for Album of the Year.
Cool.
Album of the Year for that nomination for the... what it used to be called Aboriginal People's Choice Awards.
Sure.
So it was nominated. Yes, I was very fortunate and happy with that. That had some success.
Now, you took a little break, and you're back with a new album. Got the Best of Me.
Yes, it was maybe about over a decade since I did that.
How long did it take to put this album together?
Oh, the newest album took me roughly about 6 months.
Nice.
Seven months.
And who helped you?
There's a guy that I work with out of Winnipeg. He's a producer, and we've been sending files to each other back and forth. And then we were just kind of doodling here and there. He contacted me. He said, when are you going to be working again? One day, I got an unexpected call, so I just kind of... I was still hesitant to make the album at first, and then over one night, you know how you had these dreams or something that comes back to you to start off with something new.
Mm-hmm.
So I did.
Right on.
And the first song that I actually written out of that album is called Gone Too Soon. So that was one more. That was some sort of how would I say it? Kind of reintroducing myself to the airwaves, or reintroducing myself to the music scene.
Right.
And kind of telling a little story about the song. It was about my brother that passed away 27 years ago. So he came to me over a dream, and then so I decided to sit down one day or one evening as I started writing that song. And that's how.
Nice.
And then after that, I just kind of went to another song, to another song, to another song. And so the producer just kept pushing me to write another song. So we decided to cut off a five-song EP album to kind of reintroduce myself to the music scene.
Good deal. Gabby, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Actually, you can get a hold of me, or I go a lot through my Facebook page. It's a Gabby Taylor Music Fans page that you guys can just like the page, and I reply to a lot of people through messages through there.
Good deal.
Mostly.
Right on. Gabby is featured in our current issue of the same magazine. Visit us on our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com and get yourself a free issue. I would like to let our listeners know that we're speaking with Gabby Taylor, and he's just released his latest album, Got the Best of Me. And you can find out all about Gabby on his homepage, and find out all about Gabby on our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com, and hear his music at gabbytaylor.hearnow.com. Gabby, thank you for showing up tonight and giving us an update on your new album. Happy to have you here.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the call, and thanks for everybody that was listening, and hopefully we get some more music coming out in the future.
Oh, yeah. Keep us updated. If you ever have an announcement, we'll do it for you, definitely.
Thank you very much.
We're going to play you a track from his new album. Here is the title track, Got the Best of Me.
I stare at the night sky, watching the stars shoot by. So what do I got to lose? And I wish it may don't come true. We said we'd just be friends. It was more than just to pretend. I'm trying to make sense of it. What you gotta leave and explain? Everything about her was meant to be. She broke in the cage of my chest, freed my heart to its best, now left me but a scar. She was the best love by far. As the days we spent gone to waste, now that time has gone away. I'm dying here, I can't escape. What I give to get her back. Everything about her was meant to be. Falling into deep, got the best of me.
That was music from Gabby Taylor, and that was the title track, Got the Best of Me. In case you're just tuning in, Gabby was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome, welcome to Indigenous in Music.
Remembering how we used music from Carrie Morin.
We used to be.
See, I want to invite you over to our homepage, indigenousandmusic.com. You can find all of our shows there. They're archived. So if you missed today's interview, there we are, indigenousandmusic.com. All right, here we go. Now with Annie Humphrey, Falling Down and Falling Apart.
I'm Larry Kay. This is Indigenous in Music.
Je n'arrête jamais. 코도 아데 나도 가 기대시나
Music from Wolf's Heart and Jose Feliciano, Red Dust on Route 66. All right, down to Peru. Music now, Nova Lima, Ruperta.
La Ruperta, el santo se le ha volteado.
ya no consigue marido por andar de lado en lado. A mi prima la Ruperta, el santo se le ha volteado. Ya no consigue marido por andar de lado en lado. Ruperta ya se ha quedado. 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 Ay, qué negra tan coqueta, con todo el mundo ha cargado. Los cambia como pañuelo, ninguno la conforma. Ay, qué negra tan coqueta, con todo el mundo ha cargado. Los cambia como pañuelo, ninguno la conforma. Ruperta ya se ha quedado.
Music from Nova Lima, Roberta.
I'm Larry Kay. You've been listening to Indigenous in Music. I want to thank my guest, Gabby Taylor, for stopping by this hour in our spotlight and giving us an update on his new album, Got the Best of Me. And a quick reminder, you can find all of our shows on our music page at indigenousinmusic.com. Go visit us.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.